Hello, hello, everybody. How are you today? This is your girl, the Goddess Queen here. We have made it to another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I hope everyone is having an amazing week, an amazing month, an amazing day just overall. This life is about our overall journey and how we experience it. So make sure you're making every day your absolute best day. So first off, that's something that I want to throw out there to you. Make every day your absolute best day. But today what we'll be talking about actually is we'll be talking about your mission, okay? Your soul mission or your soul purpose in this world, okay? And understanding what that is and understanding what to do with the information once you figure it out. So we'll be talking about, you know, your soul mission or soul purpose. Now, when it comes to spirituality and when it comes to thinking about something as trivial as a soul mission or a life purpose, things get a little interesting, okay? I'll let you know that now. Some people believe that there are missions. Some people believe that there are not missions. Some people believe that everybody has a soul or life purpose. Some people believe that we are just unimportant and we're just here and there's no other rhyme or reason to it. I feel like all of this comes from your explanation of the universe. So first off, let me say this. When it comes to your soul mission or your life goal process or, you know, figuring out what it is that you are technically just supposed to be doing out here within your soul mission and your soul purpose out here in this world, it stems from your understanding of the universe. Okay. So, for example, that means that if you understand the universe as being a vast, empty black space with just the earth in it and just our experience here on earth. That's all that exists. That's all that ever existed. And we are put here on this earth to be able to experience experiences. You know, blase, blase, as they say. What that means is that you, if that was your idea, have developed an idea in your head of what your universe is like. So I mean, every situation, every decision, every choice that you make from that point on, it will be, I guess you could say, directed or guided by that soul mission. Whatever it is you feel that you need to do. Now, I'm on the spiritual side of some of the people that believe that there are soul missions or soul purposes. Now, I do believe that there are filler people, but I'll get there. So in this existence, the way I understand things is that we are reincarnated on this earth. Now, you don't have to believe in reincarnation if you do not want to. It's not something that everybody has to believe in. But scientists have stated in different places within the past 5 years that is something that definitely does exist or that could exist. What this means is that with us reincarnating, what they have basically come to the realization of is that we have a basically beehive mind aspect when it comes to our world and our society. Our consciousness comes from a massive conscious bubble or massive think tank, which is why they say energy can't be created nor destroyed. Because when we're created, our energy, right, is an energy that is not a brand new energy. It's an energy that's been transformed into this form. So that just means that our forms has transpired from a light form to this physical form. Now, when we talk about your goal or your life mission here, your mission could be anything. And when we talk about your mission, if you believe in God, your mission is going to be what God has called you here to do. If you don't believe in God, that means your point in the universe, the point to your creation.
Now, a lot of speakers and very high spiritual teachers will talk to you and they'll let you know that when it comes down to your life, your soul purpose or soul mission in this universe, right? There comes a little bit exploring when it comes to that. You're going to have to do a little internal digging, a little deep sea diving to actually figure out what that thing is. But once you have aligned yourself on that path to righteousness, that path that you can grow from and benefit from and help people, you'll know you found your thing. Everything that we're meant to do here is about our growth and our success and our survival here in this world. Okay? So, whatever thing that you're called to do, just know that somebody needed to do it. If you go through history and you think about all these people that we know in history, somebody had to be the one to do it. Washington had to be the first president. Somebody had to do it. We've already been through these times. It could have been somebody else. But this is our past, so it happened the way it happened for a reason. Because I like to truly believe that all things happen for a reason. Okay? So, when you think about things like that, start focusing on understanding what that is. Now, I know you're probably like, at this point, soul mission, soul purpose. How do I figure out what my soul mission or my soul purpose is? Well, when it comes to your soul mission or your soul purpose, it comes down from self-evaluation. Sitting down, doing some meditation, thinking over your life, asking the universe for help or assistance in this area. For me, I tried the meditation thing. I tried sitting down. I tried, you know, working on this during my stillness. I tried, you know, all things when it came to this. And you know what actually worked? It's so freaking interesting. Nothing actually worked for my process when it came down to understanding what my mission is, but literally asking. I literally had to ask. I asked the universe and my spirit guides and the creator, my God, my Lord Jesus. I asked him, I said, you know, Lord, at this point in time in my life, I need to know. I'm ready. I said, I'm ready to take my throne. I'm ready to take my place. I'm ready to do what it is that you meant for me to do in this world. I'm ready to align myself with my soul mission and my soul purpose. I know that I'm sitting here meant to help as many people as I can. And I've been on this spiritual journey, but I just don't know what it is that I'm supposed to do to finish out this journey. I was in a slump. Put me in a spiritual slump. I couldn't write articles for my blog anymore. I couldn't do all the things that I was doing anymore because it just didn't feel right. And that's because my path was being altered at the time. See, everybody feels as if their book is in stone. And one thing that I've come to notice from my studies is that, yes, we have a great book for our lives. It tells everything about us. But that book's pages are empty at the very end. Because history is not set in stone yet. All types of things can change within this dimension and this universe. If you got the time, this is something that we will be looking into later. I'm definitely going to make one because I think that it is a very interesting topic. But in the future, we'll be talking about what's called Mandela effects. And that is glitches or sequence changes within the universe or the matrix, as they call it. So now, if you think about this, again, the matrix within the matrix mindset, the mission whole idea. That would mean that everybody has a place within this matrix. Everybody has a filler within this matrix. Some people are just filler spaces. Some people are actually important points within the matrix. Now, you still have to add everything up, divide everything by each other to get your complete answer from this matrix. Your complete answer. But right there, you've got the setup for what you need. All right. You got to take your rightful place and your soul mission or your soul purpose. The reason a lot of us walk around here not knowing what it is that we're supposed to do is because we are in an unconscious state. When we were reincarnated into this earth, the state that we became in was unconscious, meaning that we forgot all the things from our past lives. Now, that is one of the things of growing to a higher spiritual level. And that spiritual connection with the inner oneness grows and it changes things, because your inner oneness is the thing that is never what? Destroyed, only transferred. So you're basically transferring one set of information to a flash drive, from your hard drive to your flash drive, or your hard drive to your USB for some people. That just means you're moving information over and saving it for long-term saving. With that information is saved, you're then able to take that information, right, and start building off of it, start editing it, start looking at things a little bit differently. Because once you do that, what you'll notice is that your soul mission and life purpose has always been right there. That one thing that you do greatly with ease is your soul mission or your purpose. There is something that you do without a shadow of a doubt that is something that's not hard for you to do. You do it with ease. Every time you do it, you excel in it. Every time you do it, it puts you at a higher spiritual level. It's your soul mission, your soul path. I am a natural healer. My soul mission is to heal the soul, the heart, the mind, the body, and the spirit. My soul mission is to help people as in many ways as I can grow beyond the spiritual blocks, go beyond the holds of this natural world, and bring out that inner warrior, that inner goddess within them. That's my soul mission. Everybody's soul mission is different, okay? Your soul mission could be the best possible McDonald's manager or district manager that there could ever be, because by being a manager, you can inflict certain rules and certain things within McDonald's that'll change. For example, I like to use this one, but Goodwill. I don't know if you've ever heard of Goodwill, but most of us that live in the country have heard of Goodwill. Goodwill is a secondhand hand-me-down store that sells your discarded donations. Okay? This is a story that was put together, a shop that was put together by two men that just wanted to make a difference in their city after the Great Depression. They noticed that so many people were hit so hard through the fall of the stock market, and so many people were living on the streets. So many people had no homes. So many people had nothing to eat. So many people had no clothes because of this horrible, horrible thing that happened to our market. So these guys decided to come together and make a store that was based off of people's donations. First, they tried giving it away, but it didn't work. People just came in, messed over everything, messed up everything. There was no rhyme or reason to it, and they weren't able to really help everybody. So what did they do? They built a plan to start selling the products to make a better way. That was their mission. Do you know how many people Goodwill helps out? Goodwill saves millions of people's lives every year in the community. Just from outreach, finding you information, finding you jobs, finding you ways to get your documentation, finding you ways to get the help that the government won't give you. That was the sole mission for Goodwill and those men. They did something amazing in this world. Even if your job is not to do something here and amazing in the world, your job is to live this life with a smile, with love, respect, kindness to the universe. Can you do that? If you can do that, you can start your way on your path to righteousness. Whatever path that is, you can find it and start walking it. Today, I want to take a moment here to sit and have some meditation. Because at the end of the day, understanding and knowing what it is that soul path is, that soul mission is what's most important. So today we're going to end today's podcast with doing a little meditation here, a little meditation to help us clear this path and be able to get some clear messages, okay? To be able to fully understand what it is that we're supposed to be doing out here in this world and understand what our true soul purpose or mission is. So I want you to take a moment here to set aside and find your stillness. We're going to sit with our legs crossed if we can. If we cannot, just find your stillness. Stand still, sit still, just be. I want you to close your eyes and start your deep cleansing breaths. Deep inhale in, exhale out. Deep inhale in, exhale out. Today's spiritual journey is about you. And today, we're going to ask the universe for help today. We're going to ask the universe to help open up this path to righteousness, to our self-growth, to our soul mission, our soul purpose in this earth, in this world, in this universe. Help guide the light to the path of the thing that we're supposed to do here to bring honor and greatness to you. Help us find that thing that we do without ease, that brings us joy, that we do with ease, that brings us joy, that brings us happiness, and that brings us closer to the light every day, every step. We're going to release any holds holding us back from getting to that level, to achieving that goal, to actually understanding what our soul mission is and what that purpose is. We're releasing blocks that keep us from moving in that direction, that keep us from declaring today that we will take control of our lives and that we will make this mission important. We will do what it is that we need to do in this world, and we will live this life in the best way possible that we even can. Today, I want you to sit here and I want you to think. Fully think about what that one thing is that you contribute to this world, to this universe. That thing that gives you that burning fire sensation in your stomach when you've done well and you know like you know like you know like you know that this is right. That thing is your soul mission. That thing is your soul purpose. I want you to take that and I want you to hold that. Deep breath in. Exhale. Deep inhale in. And we're going to exhale and hold for a second here. I want you to hold all that energy. Build up all that negative energy in these holds in regards to our life and our purpose. And we're going to release it all out into the universe. Namaste. Ashe. Thank you for joining me. And today's lesson, made it to another day. Woo, woo, woo. We're moving through this process, y'all. We're going to knock it down and get down to some good stuff and really pinpoint our process here in this world. So let's keep that up and going and moving. I want to thank you for just being here, for just, you know, joining me on this journey. Okay? So please like or subscribe if you're listening, if you've enjoyed. You just receive updates every time there's a new topic. Every time there's something new to talk about, I'll definitely be updating you. The first video has been posted for the first episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit with a little bit more explanation about what the actual podcast is talking about. So if you go to YouTube, you can find those under the Goddess Queen channel. There will be eventually a channel for the podcast, but right now we're just getting our feet wet, building up everything, and then we'll go ahead and start that. So just look forward to those things. If you're going through your spiritual journey right now and you just feel like you need a little bit more help on this process, go check out my book. You can look it up under The Goddess Queen. You can look it up under the name of the book, which is going to be The Spiritual Gladiator Bootcamp. Again, that's Spiritual Gladiator Boot Camp. That's my ebook. That is a 2-week spiritual growth plan that puts you through a daily growth practice plan so that once you get to the end, you've got a clear understanding of what you are doing here in this world, what it is that you want out of this life and how to achieve it. Okay? That book is literally only 99 cents on Amazon. If you're ready to do something drastic with your life and make a change, go ahead and spend that 99 cents. I will be having some different little giveaways in the future for things like that. But this is a great way to jumpstart your spiritual growth by just spending 99 cents. So, I wish you all the best. I hope you all start your week off amazingly. I hope that you have an amazing day. And I hope that you live in your power today. I thank you again for joining me. Namaste. Ashe. Have a great day.